Christ is risen. Truly is risen. Christ is risen. Truly is risen. Christ is risen. Indeed he is risen. And that's what how we greet for now each other all the way until the ascension. We don't say any more other greetings, but that's the only greetings we Orthodox Christians use. Isn't it wonderful? How the heart immediately becomes joyful hearing these words, Christ is risen, for we know that we also are going to be risen, my beloved. You know, today we're celebrating the eighth day after the Pascha. After the Pascha, the eighth day, it's a special symbolism. 8 days is the eternal life. The Holy Fathers tell us. And so today we also in the Gospel we hear how there was the appearance of the Lord to the disciples. They were all sitting behind locked doors because of the fears of the Jews, and they have all of a sudden the Lord goes right through the door without opening, and just goes right through the door and greets them and says, peace be unto you. And then he shows his hands and his wounds and to show them that he is truly has risen, that he is really totally alive. And but Thomas wasn't there, the apostle. And so when there was the first appearance, and so then when the apostles told him, they saw Jesus Christ, and he was there, and he didn't want to believe it. He says, no, I will not believe it until I see it for myself, and until I can actually touch his hands and the feet where the wounds was from the nails, and where the spear, the side was struck in him. Then I will believe. And so the Lord comes the second time, and as he comes again, and this time Thomas was there, the Apostle Thomas, and the Lord immediately, after saying peace to you, then immediately he calls Thomas and he says, well, come now and here, touch my wounds and my hands and my feet and this side, my side, and believe. And then he said it's... when he did that, as soon as he touched the Lord, he immediately cried out, my Lord, my God. And this is what you and me should do this often, to cry out to the Lord, say, my Lord, my God, Jesus Christ is the creator of all universe. And just remembering what he just went through before he was crucified, and as he was crucified, and he did all that for me and for you. You, everyone should say that for yourself. He did it for me. And because to show that the greatest love, he said himself to the disciples once, he said, there is no greater love than if a person gives his life for the life of his brother, for his brother. And that's what he did. He gave his life for me and for you and for every one of us because of the great love, to prove to us that he loves us so, and my beloved. But what does he want from us? He wants us to love him in return. Oh, not necessarily that for us to give our life for him as the disciples did, and as many martyrs, great martyrs did, or all the saints have done in one way or another. The great martyrs, they were tortured. Some of them were crucified. Some of them were beheaded. And some of them were drowned. And there are different ways that many of them gave their life for Christ, because they love him so much and because they would not deny Christ. And so, my beloved, but there is another way. There is the Prepadobni, or the God-bearing fathers, what they have done. They have little by little denied themselves over here the pleasures of this world. And in fact, they shunned them. They didn't want to have anything in this world, from this world, because they had their eye on the Lord, and they had the Lord in their heart. He made the abode in the heart with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And being aware of the Lord's presence, they were able to always rejoice and always have that spirit of the Pascha, where they always can say, Christ is risen, as Saint Seraphim had done. So all year round he would say, Christ is risen, my joy. And he would call everybody my joy, because he would look at every human being as, of course, creation of the Lord, and being loved by the Lord, that he had died for the Lord. The Lord had died for the person, and so every person was dear to Saint Seraphim, and to all the saints always. We're all so dear to them. And there is no greater joy that they experience when we repent of our sins, and when we turn and then come back to our Lord, even if we may have done it like Saint Peter did, denied Christ thrice, but then he repented and cried for the rest of his life. And so even if we fall into big sins, the Lord is willing to accept us, and but all we have to do is prove our love to him. And the Lord said to us that if you love me, you obey my commandments. And that's what we have to try to do. We all of us have to try to really truly live according to the gospel. This is what the Lord is calling us to do. And the living according to the gospel is not as difficult as people think, if we have that one ingredient, which is the love for the Lord. And if we can truly, joyfully say, Christ is risen, and rejoicing about it, and we can sing, especially these, until the ascension, we can continue to sing all the time, Christ is risen from the dead, trampling death by death, and in the tombs bestowing life. Christ is risen, truly is risen.